mbure tu yani and pata pata ni my TV and mataka ni sini kwa 10:30 God of Foundation facing a tambu da roma roma da tiko kina ni roma ite bitu yani God of Foundation na kaloni no da noa seni mula da vina ve somo solo tu va Cristo ve tal talangase na be presidente na be general superintendent na be obosia senada da bani kadibikina Saba kambula tu gani na watawata ni benga rabi na bie songo-songolo tu. Wa Kristo. Sini mwena gavi, kemu ni na linga ni benga rabi, na italtala, na ipakatawa, ipaka bubuli na mbete. Hena bie, tamba ni were taudhoko wa Kristo, na siwi na nganikuwa. Kero saba kambula tu gani, wakayana tu gani, hena mataka ni sene nai. Nando matan tu, turanga na presidenti, turanga na prime minister, kemu ni kensara na cabinet ministers, nimbula binaka kena nomu ni mata wale. Sekali pun apa pun dia nak ni tabi yang garabitiko. Saya nunggu le dabi bikin dana opposition parliamentarian, be ministers tau doko, be permanent secretaries. Nimbul le binaka. Tambah ni bintang kumaki nak kena be tambah nato doko. Nimbul le binaka. Watalan aku nak kemuni kena dana frontliners. Bawa si bikin do to stop. Tiga mui kandabu kena be yang intelleso. Membalik tengah na, nak kena tangguh magi tu na, na COVID-19 main awat dewatiko. Saya abang ambulat tu gani, kerop ambulat tu gani. Hena patu-patu ni bengkar rami kau nasi kami nak nikua. Abang lemu na sama tiu mai weekend dengan gay sama bayi bang malua. Sama weekend dengan gay laku na Facebook ni my TV. Moni rongo zaki nambal tani hosos tumbek bang dalaka. Bibal nimbula watala kina bi containment area. Watala kina na na bi isolation centers. Sen quarantine ni tiku kina. Sen tiu ngam bibale ni sambul binaka. Nui taka na program nikua na bibal ungeti kibi weekend. Na we industri maki weekenda, we bagarara matagi weekenda. Nimbula tu endo non da kalau sembari misau. Se kau kau tu ngan nyavi ni kau ni matagi. Se kau kau tu ngan, kau mana endo endo kita mikro bawa. Wagam bulat tu ngan, we bagarara longgang ngatagi. Hena matagi ni sini nai, nimbula tu non da kalau. Hena sini bila kau ni kuai. Weekenda na lewe viti ni satu na we puru puru tali so. Nala kau bandito, wala zaka, wala bowling, garabitami. Kita muni sali le ni wano tunde itu. Ika muni taudhoko na sotia mwovisa ni lagutu na vitango maki. Ni wari takatuma ino muni ndo tali takatuna prokara mungo. Saba kambula taliani na asika minaka nikuwa. Oti oti tuko nisinga tambu, bulo koko sita. Wanga angu wa September, November, October. September, October, November, December. Hapo wanga angu duwa nga na 1/3 mesada. Badili lawa taliki na rusa bulu kanduwa. Ni sambula binaka ena patu mata ni bingara ngo ni my TV turaki ena nondo kortura ngai suwa. Hallelujah.
Greetings to those of you that are actually logging in with us this morning. You may go to church, belong to denomination, or you may not. Do not believe God in what way soever. This morning, we would like to say thank you for peeping in, joining in, this morning. Oh, and also to some of the families who do not belong to New Methodist either, but yet you have made that as a habit every Sunday, that you're sitting together in your home, maybe having a cup of tea or having breakfast, and also joining us this morning. We stand today to say Bula Vinaka. And thank you. Vinaka Bakalebu. And to those of you maybe lying down in the hospital bed or maybe sick but lying down at home, are you not feeling too good this morning? This morning we would like to say greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And we come in agreement with you for your healing, this particular
miracles
morning.
Miracles today.
Yes. And today. Also to the prisons. I mean, the people in the prisons together. Kebaka kemuni wakarongo tumana matakani kwa akiro wakambola tukaini na yada nganga yada talen ngoni turangu chisu katuna bimba kambauti ni nandona kaya waseni kwa na sulevi kenda ndona wakanana nubinaka ndona mbula ayangandrevi kadaro ni kila ni nanda kaloko simbera wakando ni simba bisao o kwa telanga simbera ni biti kuseleviko ya na mataka ni kwa wakambula wakararama tiko weekend the New Methodist I believe today is the foreign as well as the island mission Sunday. So congratulations for all the setup last night. Some of you started posting from last night. Beautiful, awesome. It's always the West hitting the road first with their preparation. So I stand today to say thank you for that passion just to set up and have everything ready. So we stand time today to say thank you. And just going through the comms straight after midnight last night, yeah. You know, going on because we were awake until about 2 or 3 o'clock this morning. And we even have Wanyavu and Wanyibuka. Oh. Yeah, Nayavu and Wanyibuka. Thank you for your preparation prior to the occasion this morning to come and serve God. And even though you're serving God from your own family, it's just amazing the passion that it involves, you know, for you to come and prepare the night before. And also to Pastor D, I know every Saturday you post your preparation and everything that is already from Saturday night pending the Holy Communion. So this morning we would like to greet and welcome everybody. Well, today, I believe for Europe, you had your open day last night. Thank you for giving us that platform to speak to the cutting of the cake and the celebration. Way back in Europe, we were awake until 11 o'clock was the time from PG, but it was 10 o'clock in the UK, in England. Mm-hmm. And it was a pleasure on our part. Really missed you people just by watching. Really missed the family back there in Europe. And we thank you. And I know some of you are maybe driving back to Scotland. Some are returning to your different places because of the occasion that has come to an end. So today is on Sunday morning, but it's your Saturday evening. So you may be listening from home. You may be still on the road. Maybe some of you are still getting together, having a cup of coffee, or decided to plan today to have your lunch together. As a zone, we stand today to say thank you, Bulaminaka, and welcome and greet. Things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So thank you for the awesome work done yesterday, to celebrate New Methodist 19th anniversary, and also have an open fun day for the whole family, traveling from, you know, afar, different distance and long hours of drive, and just to come and celebrate the whole day with your preferred activities, which we saw that you are still invested in your own family to make that happen. Yeah. So we stand today to say thank you. And we believe the barbecue and everything that happened yesterday, you know, was really worth all the drive and really worth coming together, because straight after the restrictions all this time, I believe yesterday, our yesterday or your today, has been the only get-together that you've managed to, you know, get all the Europe continents together to enjoy that today. So today we say thank you. And as you listen to us, it's also closure to your day, which we have kindly requested three people to join us as a closure to your day today. So it's still your same day, and it's your evening, and we thank all the children, cadets, and commandos. Thank you, because we could see how much fun you were having yesterday and last night from Fiji. So we stand today to say thank you. Yeah. And we have about 15 zones. Such a growth from, you know, when we started. Like we mentioned last night, we started in Europe, in England and Germany, way back in 2008. So it's about 13 years of being in existence in the Europe continent. Yeah. And now, as of today, we have 15 zones. And yeah, it's just amazing. Within the whole of England, and then we have Scotland, we have Cyprus, we have Romania, we have Northern Ireland. And we stand today to say thank you to you for that commitment, for that willingness to come and worship God under the umbrella of New Methodists. We are so grateful and we are humbled with that. And also, make mention, special mention to the HQ MPED division in Europe, organizing everything from the word go until the execution yesterday. So delightful, and we were very inspired just by looking and watching the colorful arrays of your tiered cake and all the table, the candies, the goodies. We stand today to say thank you, because it really takes a lot to make that happen, even to organize the barbecue and everything. So thank you, team. Thank you, HQ staff.
Amen.
And also to Auntie Buya, I know you're doing all the running around, being the PA for the division. And we stand today to thank you all for all your contribution, all the senior pastors and your families, and also the pastors and all the members of the church. Whatever money, finances that you have to spend yesterday to make it happen and allow your family to enjoy, we stand today to say thank you.
Thank you
so much for the thought, for the heart to also seed. And we were doing our celebration for the 19th anniversary, sitting and also sharing. And it's just been amazing now, looking through the photos until yesterday, still coming. And the settlement, 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 the settl sono bula boka viwe kani san dende senga na vitar tar dende senga na na virungodi me ado men na vulungo ke na vula ni loloma na vula ni bindovi na vula ni viwe se ke na vula ni solika ke rondur ni ko me ke rokaibi na kaba kalevo.
Thank you so much.
Thank you NCF Global, all over the world it's happening, and you know, never been the best celebration ever, I would say, for the ministry to do that, and no other but 2021, because the need is greater, the gratitude is more, as you give, other than if you're giving during the good days, the gratitude is not as much. It can be on top of the things that already have. It can be actual surplus, but this time around, when it's received, you cannot measure that gratitude, you know, in just receiving. Mm. And thank you, Nakelo Zone. I was just sharing with Ngaselevu your gifting and also your sharing to the Wainibukasi Hospital for that fridge on the pharmaceuticals. Well, we stand today to say thank you because it's just a great investment. So today, we just say we cannot find the correct words to thank you, New Methodists, for everything that you manage to rise above and share what belongs to you, what it needs to benefit your family, but for you to make the decision to share with your neighbor, share it with your family, share it with the people around you. That in itself is kingdom economics, because out of your need, you make a decision to share and gift what you need to somebody else.
Amen.
You know, to exist. So we stand today to say thank you, because we are really, really, really blessed with that. I shared a little bit yesterday on the Family Table Talk. And I know USA, you're listening in to us this morning as well. Auntie Sylvia Nangarase, now she was sharing. When she took that and she heard about the 19th anniversary in the sharing seating, so she started taking that, making meals. I mean, she goes to work and she had two jobs and all the things that she was sitting towards. And it's amazing. She said, you know, never in her mind and never in her dream, when her boss daughter called her to choose a car in the car park and also do the transfer documents. And when she was sending the picture of that beautiful red car, well, it's just amazing. Imagine. To receive it without even paying for anything. And she said, thank you for turning around the celebration this year to be the sharing and the giving. Because when I do that, not only I receive and offer this car with all the documentation done, but also I was called by another company. And now I have three jobs that I have to juggle. And it's just amazing what God continues to do. So you may have your own story, which we haven't heard. You may have your own testimonies from all the sharing that you're doing. On that note, we only have 2 days on the countdown. So we have Monday and Tuesday on the 31st of August. Then that's it. Finito. And so 2 days, grab those 2 days. If you haven't shared anything, then don't go past the 2 days. If you have, then say, okay, I'm grateful I've done what I could and I've shared what I can. But if you haven't, please don't allow these 2 days to go past you. Grab a moment. Like what we were saying, it can be a family right next to you, tested positive. It can be the lime for their hot green, or it can be a medicated oil for their kuvui. It can be anything, you know, very trivial to something that you can afford.
Hallelujah.
Can share. Whatever it is, no matter how small it is, it doesn't matter. What matters is the thought, and what matters is your heart that you want to see somebody else blessed.
Because it's the word of God in Luke chapter 6, verse 38. Jesus said, when you give, it shall be given to you. Yeah. When you give, shall be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken, running over. Yeah. We do one, and
you get the five.
You get the five. So to kill the poverty and lack, the spirit of poverty and lack, we need to give. Give to God and give to the people. Yeah. And that is the principle of the Bible.
Amen.
Already spoken. Already spoken. Remember when we were standing at Foreshore one time and it was coming up, the tide was coming up. Eh? Things happening without us realizing.
Knowing that it's happening.
Because the word of God supports the miracle that happens everywhere. And most of the time, we can't even recognize that the sun is moving. Mm. We can only see the sun rises and the sunset. But it's moving along the day. The power of God is like that. When you give, it'll be given to you. It'll be given to you because that is the word. To me, this is the best celebration.
Yes,
New Methodist.
I would say so. Yeah, I believe that.
We've gone to the stadium, we've gone to the dome, we go to a lot of rara, but to me, this is the best celebration
ever
for NCF when we decided to give. So this pandemic gave us a lot of ideas to bless the people. And that blessing, because the Bible says that those that give are more blessed than the receivers.
Yes.
Even though we are blessing the people, we are blessing the Turanga Nyabusa, we are blessing the Turanga Nibanua, we are blessing those that have become our partner in working for the kingdom. Mm. But according to the word of God, the people that give are more blessed than the people that receive.
Amen.
So for new Methodists that you are watching today, yes, or anybody that you are watching this program today, for us to kill or to eradicate,
yeah,
the poverty and lack,
yeah,
during this time, it's giving.
Yeah, or even improve the condition of living.
Yeah, yeah. Improve your household.
Yes.
Improve your finance.
Yeah.
Improve your relationship.
Yes.
Yeah, because it's already the word of the Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the word of the Lord, the Bible says that plants die, flowers wither. The word of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So when you give the $10, when you buy a cake, buy a lemon for somebody that may be experiencing the symptoms of, yeah, COVID-19, yeah, just that lemon or that oil, you know, it's giving.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and the giving, to God, the giving is not really the amount.
Yes, it's the heart.
So New Methodist Christian Fellowship, we got 2 days. Hallelujah. Maybe your neighbor, or maybe some of the work that you've not been in good terms or in contact, yeah, for a long time. This is the time. Hallelujah. Whatever you can give.
Yeah.
A shirt, a bula shirt, a sulu, or anything. You just give.
Yeah, it can be to the very people that don't like you. You know, you feel intimidated by their presence. Some people are that they can't. Era, vossa taka beka na loto. Sera vossa taka na mumata bobale. Se so na kaya do na mulmulumo. E metara iki na nelombo. Tapole mo grab taka na ngono ngomo bless the kine. Baleta na ngono matanga iko bless the kine. It comes vice versa. You know, when you bless your enemy, that heals the bitterness and also heal you within you to say, you know, I've actually forgiven. Regardless of what they've done, my heart is good and I have forgiven. So trying to look around, because the normal is you'll always bless people you know, your family or your church member. You know, that's natural. Everybody does that. But do the unthinkable and do the opposite and do the unfathomable. Bless your enemies and bless people that, you know, nobody would even think to look that way. Grab this opportunity for you to do it, because the reward is greater that way. When you do the opposite, it's very rewarding. So on that note, New Methodist, 2 days left, and 2 days are still on your calendar to tell you. You still have the opportunity to activate and also to seed. And today we would like to thank Zibby Vance, which you can see behind us here from yesterday's and also today. They've been very supportive to the setup. Very beautiful, very exceptional. Thank you, Zalman and Belinda and the family and your handsome son. Thank you for this setup every Saturday that you do for us, or every weekend. And also, if you're listening in today, you can look them up on your Facebook. They are Zip Events Fiji, and they can come and do a little setup at home, maybe for a special occasion or for anything and everything. They can easily do that. And please contact them if you do need. But they do splendid work, excellent work, timely, efficient. And yes, they practice all the same practices. And also, they are vaccinated as well. And on that note, today, to come to an end before we roll out on the word today, is Stanley Ian Simpson's birthday.
Mm.
Stanley is the director and owner of MyTV. So we stand today to wish Stanley a very happy birthday. It's just amazing. The journey has been good, exciting. And also special wishes to Siteri and all the children, Mitchell, George, Matilda, Claire, and Johnny. We pray that you're enjoying the birthday back at home, and you're also, you know, giving him a special treat today, breakfast in bed, and everything that you can, because we have been blessed with Stanley's life, not only in our family. Thank you for sharing him to be part and manage the company for business media and also for MyTV, all the stuff listening in today. And I know you've been posting your greetings. So, Stanley, happy birthday. And we believe it's going to be an awesome, excellent day today that you're going to enjoy with your loved ones, especially your family. So, thank you, Mrs. Simpson. Thank you, Stary, for the support that you continue to do. And thank you for the support that you continue to provide towards your husband and also your family. So, we are just so grateful that yet another day he has reach another mileage, another milestone of his life to turn 44 today. So happy birthday. Maybe you're keeping your age as a secret, but you know, it's so nice to say your age.
And, yes,
because it's amazing. Well, I'm 55, so we stand today to say thank you. We're just so grateful with life. Well, today we would like to talk to you about Against All Odds.
And yes.
It's just amazing.
Hallelujah.
Because we will guide you, lead you, and share experiences. And yesterday also, we were graced and really blessed to have a standout, youth standout program. And we had a very interesting panel. We, you know, praise God for his provision yesterday, and not only that, for allowing that program yesterday. If you have tuned in yesterday on the standout youth program, you will understand or be testament to what we are sharing now. But if you didn't, yesterday we were really blessed, and you can also watch it
tonight on
New Methodist Facebook page at 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
But we were really blessed. Thank you, Abi Salome Kava, all the way from Nandi in the Western Division. Abi Salome is a lawyer by profession. Amazing. The things that they share not only inspire you, but gives hope to those, you know, that are still struggling and losing, you know, that focus and losing hope that nothing, you know, can happen. But amazing what was shared yesterday.
Hallelujah.
This sort of inspired all everybody. For me, as we listened yesterday and we were sharing with them, it's not only for the youth. We as parents or we as grandparents, we also, you know, take our cue from what was shared yesterday. Very weak and very slow, as he shared in his comprehension in English as he grew up. And the amazing part about it now until today, not only he graduated and had a degree in law and also working as a lawyer, but also he had a master's. And, you know, to achieve all that, still single, and also 25 years of age,
yeah.
That's an amazing, you know, achievement. And one thing that really struck us yesterday when he shared that the obedience, he's never a struggle with the fact to obey his parents. There's never a moment that, you know, make faces to the parents that he doesn't like or disobey his parents. He said, he's just blessed. And his trump card was staying obedient to his parents. That came naturally from him. And if you're listening in today and know for a fact, whatever that you're going through, children, you know, it's achievable. If it takes that for him to reach there, against all odds. And he said he was really blessed by this counsel, by his Muslim teacher way back in Nandi Muslim School, who told him that only two things you do. You love your God and also you love your parents. And to us yesterday, there was very enlightening. And, you know, the range of the people that we had Rosie all the way from England. We had PJ, the youngest of the panel, 13 years old, all the way from Griffiths in Australia. And also we were flanked and really blessed by Fatima Ali in the Kasi here in the Central Division, and also Seta Tengiza from here. You know, different storyline, interesting stories of their life, the background that they come from, and the challenges that they face. You know, the key that they were sharing yesterday, nothing else helped them but having faith in God and standing on the truth of God. And not only that, by loving their parents, staying obedient. Two, we had a PJ from Griffiths who lost his mom when he was only 6 years old. Now he's 13. And just by sharing yesterday, he's still raw. I know he was crying. And, you know, you can identify with it. So you may be listening today and you lost your mom or you lost your dad. And sometimes, you know, like you cannot fathom and you don't understand why it has to happen. It's just amazing. Just by listening yesterday, he had grown so far. And to achieve what he was sharing yesterday, that is an achievement in itself. But yet, he still long and miss his mom, naturally for everybody who would have gone through the same experiences as well. So we had Seta on the other note, you know, just seeing and hearing and watching his dad moved on. Went to Papua New Guinea, left home, and started his new family. And said all those years, until now, he's calling, he's speaking to my mom, and how his mom raised them, boys, you know, and single-handedly to who they are today. And yesterday he said, I've just graduated with a degree at university. They were supposed to have the graduation ceremony in April. Now it's been deferred and getting this difficult. So the achievement level, regardless of the situation that they were in, losing their mom, losing his mom in a very early age, dad starting another new family and just leaving home, and you have those that stay obedient, and you have Fatima, who witness because his dad is Muslim, and his mom go to church being a Christian together with all her sisters. And she said, just by witnessing the stand that they make, the stand, because they're business owners and they're businessmen, and the stand that they make in their faith in God, to stand true to God and have faith, bring about the good planning in their lives. They were a part of this tour company that they own. And when tourism was struck because of the first COVID, God had already, in the making, allowed them to have this wholesale closer selling. So it's just amazing how God works. So today, thank you, youth, for your sharing yesterday, because we believe it has given the youth that were watching, not only that, even us as parents and grandparents, insight to our role as parents, our role as grandparents, and also to appreciate our children and what they face and what they go through. Amen. I was really amazed with Rosa stand very hard to hear that passion that you have for God, considering your age. And one thing that really got me yesterday, you know, when she shared, when your father continued to say, it's God first, then family. You know, maybe those are the, you know, it may be the two-liner that you're hearing today in every home and every household, that you have your parents leading a ministry, or you have your parents part of a ministry, and you always hear that. It's God first, then family. And you may not understand, just like Rosie. Now she understood, because she has a personal encounter with God. Hallelujah. And have that experience of her to understand those two words. So on that note, I'll pass on to Ngaselevo today.
I just want to go back to that the testimony of Rosie. When she said, I don't understand my father, when he said, my God comes first, then my family later. And she was sharing yesterday, how can that be? This sounds crazy. God first and family. You know, most of the time when we stand here and we talk about God and Amen. God and God in the social media, you know, people can make fun of you.
Yeah.
But until you taste the orange.
Hallelujah.
Then you will know the how sweet.
How good and how sweet it is.
The sweetness of that orange. Until, you know, a lot of orange, they look the same. They look sweet and maybe orange or maybe yellowish. But until you taste that orange.
Amen.
Then you will realize how sweet, how you've been missing out on the sweet orange.
Hallelujah.
And that, when I was listening yesterday, you know, it's really crazy into the world.
Yes.
And most of the time, even for myself, when I was still working and I continued to share to a lot of people that I work with in the Pacific at that time, you know, I know that they must be saying, I know I'm crazy. And even when I resigned, you know, my boss came to me and, you know, are you sure that you are thinking right? Are you sure that you're making the right decision? Hallelujah. But until and unless you have that encounter, hallelujah. Because I will read to you the Jeremiah 32:27.
I am a God.
That I am the God of all mankind.
What can I not do?
That is from the North Pole to the South Pole, from the East to the West. I am the God of all mankind. So when you are watching today, even though you don't believe in him, you know today, you don't believe in him, you don't trust him, but know today, he said himself, I am the God of all mankind.
Hallelujah.
I am the God of Egyptian. That's why I can touch the heart of Pharaoh to turn it this way and turn it this way.
Amen.
I am the God of all mankind, including Cyrus and including Nebuchadnezzar, including Alexander the Great.
Amen.
He is the God of all mankind. So we're not supposed to hate one another, because he's a God of the person that you are hating. So when we hate a race, when we talk against somebody, we must remember he's a God of all mankind.
Hallelujah.
Is anything too difficult for me?
Amen.
So when we're talking about the kingdom economics, we're talking about the kingdom living. When we're talking about the kingdom, he is the king of
Hallelujah.
Everything. So we want to encourage you today. When we go through this pandemic or the challenging time,
Amen.
And most of us will be listening today. Oh, these two, they don't know. They don't know what we are going through. They don't understand. Maybe we don't know and maybe we don't understand. But he knows.
Amen.
And he understands.
Hallelujah.
The power of this God.
Amen.
I was just jotting down from Adam before Noah. He moved miraculously. People were living to 900, 800, nearly 1,000. That was God. Until the world was filled with filth and the drunkenness and the sin, then he spoke to Noah.
Amen.
When he spoke to Noah, people were laughing and make fun of Noah. How can this somebody call God to flood the universe or to flood the planet Earth? But he is the God of all mankind.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So we want to encourage you today as we share from this platform, regardless of what you're going through,
Amen.
Maybe not enough food on the table, maybe you're struggling with finances, or maybe somebody, maybe father or mother, dad or mom, just decide to stand up and go. Or maybe both of them stood up and go and the children are left in their own. But we want to encourage you today. He is a God of all mankind.
Amen.
He's not only a God of Christian. He's not only a God of any denomination. He's not only a God of
Hallelujah.
A Talatala. No. He's the God of all mankind. If you belong to the rare, to what we call mankind, to human being,
Amen.
Then this God is our God. And this God is just full of love and mercy. His plan for us is to prosper. His plan, his thinking, in his mind, he wants us to prosper.
Hallelujah.
He wants us to live a good life.
Amen.
That is the plan of God in our life.
Yes, and I believe whatever the struggles that you're going through, the challenges of life that you may give up on, and you say to yourself, this is not for me, you know, I'm going to live things the way they are. And maybe those are the decisions that you've already made, or maybe you're listening to us today. I was actually going through all the city yesterday, and there was this particular family posted when they say, you know, I visited my sister's family. My sister passed on 3 months ago. Thank you, Auntie Eleni, for sharing that all the way from Niagara Zone. And she mentioned when she posted, my sister passed on 3 months ago, and their father, or my sister's husband, is taken for quarantine and, you know, isolation. And the children are on their own at home. So they were taking some supplies to these children. You may be listening today. You may be identifying with that. You know, you relate to what I'm sharing today. It can be either or. It can be them being isolated and you're on your own. You know, that feeling of insecurity, like you fear of what's out there. And you fear of lack because you cannot find anything to complement the things that is around. The very people that you rely and trust on, you know, have been taken away from your presence. And sometimes can create that, timidity here.
Insecurity.
It's not a good feeling. It's not a nice feeling. So whatever that you're going through, or maybe your parents have gone their separate ways, and you as a child, you're listening to us today, you haven't forgiven them. You're so filled up with bitterness when you see what happened. Mm. You know, you had your nice family. We had that young gentleman yesterday said that when he was sharing, he said, we had a very good family. We prayed together. We had a very good family. Everything was good. We had a very good family. Then my dad left to go and work abroad. And later on, you know, he just sent a message to say that he's moved on with his new family. And one thing that I could gauge yesterday as I listened to Seta, there was no bitterness, there was no resentment. Mm-hmm. And even when he was talking right towards the end, you know, he acknowledged his dad. And he said, until today, we haven't spoken to our dad, but the only thing that they're grateful for, that he's calling and speaking with their mom. And you may be, you know, in Seta's position as well, or you may be in a position that you haven't bring yourself to even forgive the two of them for making things worse the way they are. Or you may be raised up in your grandparents' place, and they've moved on with their lives, and that bitterness is still there, like you haven't forgiven them. Mm. You know, how dare, or how can they just leave me, or how can they do things like that and enjoy their life moving forward when I'm affected? So you may be having those reasons.
Amen.
And without you realizing, it has defined you. Whatever that you see, you know, you don't see any goodness in anything. Because of that hurt and bitterness, you begin to hear out at everything that you see. You're not positive when you see things because, you know, all the trust and everything about you change from that moment when things happen back at home that you never planned, you never dreamt that it's going
Hallelujah.
To happen. So if you're listening today, You feel depressed because of what you have gone through. But this morning, we want to be the voice of hope in your life.
Hallelujah.
Don't continue to allow whatever you go through to define you.
Hallelujah.
Now you stand up and you say, okay, if they have chosen their life, I have every right to be happy. I have every right to be blessed. I have every right because I am the child of God. Back to what God's 11th Bible verse was sharing with us this morning. In Jeremiah 32:27, He is the God of all mankind. What is too difficult for him to do? No, absolutely nothing.
Nothing.
He is there for you. Yes, you miss your parents, but he is there for you. Yes, it's so painful. But he is there for you.
He
is there for you. And don't allow whatever had happened to define your future and to define you. For you, you know, to be rebellious and do whatever that you're trying to hit back at what happened in your life. And when you do that, you will lose everything that God has planned out for your life because you're busy trying to hit. You're not hitting back at anybody. You're not hitting back at your parents because they're moving on. You're not hitting back at your dad because he's moved on. You're not hitting back at your mom. It's not going to impact them because they've moved on and they've made the decision for themselves. You need to make a decision for you today. You need to raise your hand and say, God, you're going to help me. You're going to help me to forgive my parents. You're going to help me to forgive myself for being so angry. You're going to help me to have a good heart and to move on. You're going to help me to love you. You're going to help me. Father, if it's your will to restore my family, please do to benefit me. But if it's your will for us to be this way so I can be closer to you and worship you more and trust in you than trust in men, then so be it. So whatever that you going through this morning, we would like to encourage you.
Yes.
You know, stand firm on your faith with God. And always know, there's always somebody there who loves you. And even if you don't have anybody who loves you, know for a fact, your God loves
you.
In Psalms 37:10, he says, it's easy for your mom, it's easy for a mother to leave the child that she has weaned. But I, your God, I will strengthen you and I will never leave you and I will never forsake you. Look, remember, today, your God will never leave you. Your God will never forsake you. Maybe you listen today and you said, oh, she doesn't know what she's talking about. She doesn't know how painful it can be. Or she doesn't know because she hasn't gone through that experience. Or maybe they're talking because they're just relying on the Bible, you know, and explain to us. No, we would like to tell you today that your God can restore you.
Hallelujah.
Your God can make it happen for your life.
Mm-hmm.
Your God is there for you. Maybe you raised your hand and said, you know, the people that I trust, even my grandparents, no one is taking ownership of who I am. And then you begin to think and begin to go around and say, I am a child of wedlock, or I am an unwanted child. I am a child of broken marriage. Look, don't allow those kind of phrases to define you. You stand up and you define yourself by the grace of God. You stand up and you hold on fast to the grace of God. I've never, you know, it's organic, but I never stop to share about my grandchildren because my grandchildren, they also come from a broken home. Look, we are preaching the word of God. Yes, we had a ministry. Yes, but we are humans just like you. We are not angels. We have our own issues. And for me, for a fact, I don't mind sharing the organic things of my life. If it's going to benefit you, I share it today to benefit you. I have my grandson, and I know they're listening to me today, and they're watching this program. And it's been a journey. It has been a journey. When things happen in their lives and happen in their family, Joshua, my grandson, stayed with me. And the two boys, they lived with their dad. Mataika, if you're listening today, I stand today to say thank you for looking after my grandsons and thank you for the investment, the time. I know they are your children, but I am just so grateful for the years that you took them on and you looked after them. I come to a time just like for any other child, and I know that's how you feel today. You've never fathomed that anybody else will come and take the place of your father. You've never accepted the fact that you'll have somebody else to come and take the place of your mom. I don't want to even think about it to happen to me because it didn't happen to me. But the thought of it, it's killing. It's so painful. But to actually go through with it. And because you always say that, because you love your mom and you love your dad. But you cannot control things that happen without, you know, you just can't. It's beyond your control. And I think back, and I used to remember when he used to come to church in the foreshore, I will have my grandson Joshua coming, and he will be telling me, oh, Nana, my mom is coming to church. Nana, my mommy is sitting at the back there. And I said, oh, that's really good. And
He was just so excited to see his mom. And even when we have food on the table, all those years, whatever that, you know, when he sees a surplus, and he will be saying, you know, can we take some to my mom? You know, their closeness, the bonding that the children have with their parents, there's nothing that we can do to separate it. Not only that, I, as a grandmother, I can provide physically what I can to benefit my grandchildren, but nothing that I can do to take the place in their heart for their mom and their dad. And when because my daughter got married again, and when she brought in her husband, he came in one day at the carrier stand and said, Nana, my mommy is there. I said, oh, who is she with? You know, it's very difficult for them to even mention the name. The thought that, you know, that picture, that somebody's going to be replacing my dad. And then you're on the other note. When they used to come, and their father used to pick them and go, and said, okay, how was it today? You like your movies? Oh, we really enjoyed our movies, Nana. Okay, who all was there? Oh, we had dad, and we had his girlfriend as well. And I said, okay, what's her name? Oh, we don't know. Like, before, they were not really willing to talk about it. And I continued to press on, and I continued to tell my grandchildren. And this is also an insight to us grandparents when we have our children, you know, that face the same thing. And I always look at them and I said, look, you love your daddy? And said, oh, Nana, we really love our daddy. And you can see tears streaming down the face. And I said, if you really, really love your daddy, then you need to love what daddy loves. And if you really, really love your mommy, then you really need to love what your mommy loves. And I always tell them, look, I am your grandmother. I am your grandmother. I can provide anything that you ever want. I can look after you. But I will never, ever take the place of your mom and your dad in your heart. Because back to the word of God, according to the truth of word of God, in Ephesians 6:1, it says, you must honor your mother and your father, and you must honor them. Only that, there is a commandment that everybody has to do. Not only they live a long life, but all will go well with you. And I said, your blessing comes by loving your parents. Regardless of the life that they live, you need to be grateful and continue to love them. And I want to share that with us today, because you may be still struggling to go through what you have gone through. You may be like your system is still in a shock of what happened. But until today, I'm just so blessed. You know, the daddy got, when he graduated, his guest was, you know, they were his sons. And my son-in-law, even though they went separate ways, my son-in-law was more like a son to me in my heart. He comes home. I treat him like my own son. And I really miss him. But I treat him like my own son at home. And even meeting him with his mom, I'm always thanking his mom. I said, thank you. You know, you have such a great son. And until today, now when we have our devotion and they have their gratitude, it's amazing. They're missing their daddy now. They have a beautiful little stepsister, and her name is Bethel. And now when they say the gratitude, when we have our devotion, they are crying. They are in tears. Oh, we miss our daddy. And we want to thank God for daddy. We thank God for Lewa. We thank God for Bethel. And they have embraced that family. And they have embraced the new families that the mom and dad has created to be their life. And my grandchildren are watching this morning. Thank you, Joshua. Thank you, Othaniel. And thank you, Israel. And I always tell them, don't allow whatever had happened to define you. Rise above. Love your God. Serve your God. Honor your parents. So if you're listening in to me today, part of the kingdom economics to bring about the future that you hope for, to bring about the things, you know, that your mind cannot even think, because we are always targeting the adults, we're always targeting the investment, we're targeting the you know, the life habits and the way of living daily. But you have our children that are actually listening in today. We came in a tambangon in a vakarongo tikomunikua. The rongo that you're going to be kawasin no, the rongo that you're going to be kawasin nikua, wakabota, no taliro, no mulomana na klo, ekotama in a vinakabiko. Sangwalangani vinaka makanibuli, evinaka no movesing and mataka. A sangwalangani vira we can and matamavali, the susumai, etikonatamada kenetinanda. Wakata like it, we came in a susuman donamatuvali, kaborumbula, kaboranamatuvali, me kako nikovakatarana, kaborea, me torlevi in a vinaka. No mumbula. Today to bakokoa. Oh, was so dear kora bakadala kataka na bika no mumbula ikonge kaviko. Oh no lubini kalu na no kalu sembera bakandoni simovisao. So we want to encourage you today and also stand firm on your faith with God. Oh, hallelujah.
When he said I am the God of all mankind, amen. It's a declaration.
Hallelujah.
He declared that he is a God of all mankind.
Amen.
The declaration that he is the Alpha, is the Omega. His declaration that I am.
Hallelujah.
Who I am. When Moses asked God, if the elders of my people ask me, what God that you met in the desert? And what name shall I say?
Hallelujah.
And God said, tell them that I am is I am.
Amen.
The declaration of this God is declared again this morning. Situation that you're going through,
Hallelujah.
Don't allow that to define your
Amen.
Future. Don't allow that to determine what is tomorrow.
Amen.
You trust in God. Of course, there are some things in life that we don't have control over. We have to trust in God.
Hallelujah.
That's why he declared, Jeremiah, I am the God of all mankind.
Amen. Oh,
that
hallelujah.
Means the declaration is telling us today that we need to trust in him. We need to believe in him in whatever issues that we have.
Amen.
Not only that, he said, I am the God of all mankind. Is there anything too difficult for me? That means he said, I am great than any greatness.
Hallelujah.
I am bigger than any biggest.
Amen.
I am higher than any higher. That's his declaration.
Hallelujah.
That's why whatever situation that we're going through, our faith in God should not be wavered.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And maybe some of us today, that you don't believe in this God, you don't even know him. We are encouraging you.
Try him.
When you try this God, it'll be amazing what God can do into your life. As I said from the beginning, you will not know the taste of an orange until you taste it. You taste and see how good is this God.
Hallelujah.
You will see the restoration of your family.
Amen.
The restoration of your finance. The restoration of your relationship. We can achieve much. We can build a house. We can drive the latest car. Without this God, all this thing becomes immaterial one day.
Amen.
He'll be there for you, but does not meet the now, the void, the emptiness that you have.
Hallelujah.
Because there is no wealth, there is no gold, no silver.
Amen.
Nothing that men can do to fill what a vacuum for God only.
Hallelujah.
We need God in our life.
Amen.
That's why the Bible says, if God does not build the house, the builders will walk in vain. If God is not watching the city, then those that are watching the city, they will watch in vain.
Amen.
So we need to accept and to please and to ask and to welcome this God into
Hallelujah.
Our life. Because he said, I am the God of all mankind.
Amen.
Unless if you don't belong to this group, the mankind, then you don't need this God. Maybe you need another God. But
Hallelujah.
If you belong to
yes.
what we call mankind, then this God said, I am the God of all mankind.
What can I not do?
And that means for me, coming from Namukalau, I need that God. If I come from China, if my grandfather was a Chinese, if my grandmother was an Indian, I need that God because he's a God of all mankind. If I come from Rotuma, if my ancestors come from Tahiti or come from Tonga, I need that God.
Hallelujah.
Because he declared, Jeremiah, I am the God of all mankind.
Yeah, what are the difficult issues that you're going through? Maybe your mortgage, maybe certain things that you cannot handle. Maybe you're just racking your brains year in, year out, day in, day out, you know, on how to fix the current situation that you're in. This God can do it for you.
Amen.
Or maybe like what Gustavo has just shared, you know, one day husband just stand up and said, okay, I'm done with this kind of responsibility. Or maybe because he never used to do that before, but now being bogged down, restricted and staying home, faced with the reality, just want to throw away the whole thing and stand up and go. And leaving, you know, that grieving wife at home or even vice versa for the husband, when the wife just stand up one day and said, okay, you know, I've given you this number of children. I can look after them. I'm broke. I don't have any money. Then you can look after them. Then stand up and go. Those are the situations maybe you're facing right now. Or maybe somebody who has been sick over the years. Look, the wealth that you can get, the strength of wealth that comes into your hand, and the amount of things that you can invest and make it happen, bring money into your home and bring money into your life. And then to you, you said, okay, I've got it. But when somebody gets sick in your house or somebody, you know, being affected by maybe the COVID-19, you know, there's nothing in your reach. That money or the wealth that you build up that really, you know, just gone past you can heal that sick or can bring back breath into that life. No. Or even the day when you, you know, something happened between your relationship with your husband and wife, nothing will ever happen. Money cannot buy them back. Money cannot restore. You know, whatever that you own cannot bring that back. But only God can do that. And that is why that Bible verses say,
I am a God of all mankind. What can I not do? Or maybe some of our children, they are struggling. And most of the time, we are just assessing them academically. Like you have your children that are really, really there. We have some that are way out. And then sometimes it can be so unfair to them because you continue to compare them to, you know, the one that are intellectually well. And this morning, maybe you say to yourself, man, I've given up on this child because you are actually rating them and comparing them to, you know, to the person or to your child that is very good academically. Well, today, God is trying to tell you that he can do anything. Whatever it is, he can do anything. No matter how trivial and how little it is, he can fix it for you. Or maybe you're giving up on your child, being rebellious, talking back to you, you know, before you even finishing whatever you want to tell them, they're halfway through the paragraph telling you off as well. Or even some of the feedback that we've received on the prayer request, we have some boys fighting and even swearing at their parents or even fighting with their parents. You may be going through the same thing. So na vakarau ni lupenda sayaven doona vakatanga indigende evakai kusasiniro ni vakavakine doona ka. Well, if you are going through that, back to the promise of that Bible was very powerful. I am a God of all mankind. What can I not do? And that is promise, not somebody else's word. That is his promise. And today we would like to encourage you. Receive your miracle. Jeremiah 33:3. We've been going to the seawall for the last, you know, that's where we always go every morning. And every morning I'm standing there, I think just the last 3 weeks, I've just been calling out and said, Lord, according to the truth of your word, Jeremiah 33:3, you say, call out to me and I will answer. And I will show you miraculous things that you know nothing about. And I said, Lord, show me the miracles that I know nothing about. Show me the miracles that you have in store that I don't even know. You know, I don't even know.
No, eyes have
my
seen.
Way. No, my eyes cannot see. Back to 1 Corinthians 2:9. No eyes shall see, no ears shall hear, no even heart can conceive the great things that God will do to those who love him. And I always stand there and I call and say, Father, I receive a miracle into my children. I receive a miracle into my grandchildren. I receive a miracle into my family. I receive a miracle into every areas of my life. I receive your miracle. Look today, stand firm and call on your miracle.
Hallelujah.
Because your God hasn't finished with you yet. Don't give up yet. Stand up and say, God, you are my miracle and I receive you as my miracle today. In Jeremiah 1:12, God said, I will watch over my words until I perform it. I will watch over my words until they come to pass. The very word of God that you read every day, the very word of God that you can memorize, the very word of God that is already embedded in your heart, receive today because God is watching over his words until that come to pass. If you say, well, I am good. According to the truth of his word, he says that even the foolishness of God is still wiser than the wisest of all men. Well, if you're looking for intelligence, if you're looking for knowledge, if you're looking for success, you know, to being successful in your schoolwork, whatever that you're going through, remember, this God, even his foolishness, which he doesn't have, there is no foolishness of God. But yet, he said in his word, the foolishness of God is still wiser than the wisest of all men. Don't rely on the things of this world. You hear about it, you live on the world, but you are living by the principles of his kingdom because your God hasn't finished with you yet. So I'll give this time to Gaselevo as we embark into our Holy Communion, also to pray for you and pray for the prayer requests we have today.
Holy Communion is very important because that is the time that we come together and make a commitment for the covenant.
Amen.
We commit the covenant. Thank you. It's a commitment to the covenant.
Amen.
Because he's a covenant keeping God.
Hallelujah.
So once again, we come before the Lord. If you are sitting at home,
Amen.
It's a time to stand up, get the bread and get your wine, get ready. Because
Hallelujah.
This is the time. As I said again, you are committing to the covenant.
Amen.
The covenant is given by God. We are committing to that covenant.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Okwena kalonibialat sadakaboti. Sadakaboti fulfilled to the cross. Die that day, he rose again. We have to commit to that covenant. So let us come before the Lord. We'll eat together. Let us eat together.
Amen.
The bread represent his body.
Hallelujah.
When they finished their supper, he gave them the wine. And he said, this wine represents my blood. It's
Amen.
A new covenant. When you partake this, remember me.
Amen.
So let us drink together. Heavenly Father, we thank you.
Hallelujah.
We come before you because we commit to your covenant. Because you are God of all mankind and nothing is too difficult for you. So we know that because according to your word.
Amen.
We receive our miracles. We receive open doors and opportunity. And we thank you as we come and partake the Holy Communion. All the packets that you put aside, we receive it today. The healing to our body.
In Jesus' name.
The open doors and opportunity that
in
comes
Jesus'
our way.
Name.
The
Lord.
Favor and the flavor
in Jesus'
for the
name.
People around us and the people at home and the people that lead us and the people
in
they
Jesus'
report
name.
To us. Thank you, Father God. In Jesus' name, we receive favor and flavor.
Yes, Lord.
Also, Father God, we commit Holy Communion to you because of long life and good life.
Amen.
That we will enjoy the peace that surpasses the human understanding.
Hallelujah.
What money cannot do, what position cannot do, what the world cannot give, we receive it through this Holy Communion passage. And we thank you, Father God, for your blessings into our life this morning.
Amen.
Not forgetting the box. There are a lot of prayer requests already
yes,
in the
Lord.
Box.
Thank you, Father.
We thank you, Father God, that we commit every prayer request.
In Jesus' name.
You know every prayer request.
In
and you
Jesus
the one
name.
That will answer.
Yes, Father.
And your answer will be yes, no, wait.
Amen.
And we thank you, Father God, that you will answer every prayer request that is in the green box. And
Amen.
We thank you, Father God, for today. We thank you, Father God, for this opportunity. We thank you, Father God, for the church service that happen in every home. Those that does not belong to even the church that
Amen.
We are tuning in, the government of the day, the Vanua, and
Hallelujah.
Other denominations that
thank
we
you,
are
partaking
together. I bless their life.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Father God, for blessing us. You are a good God. Your plan is to prosper us. And we thank you, Father God, for this morning. We thank you, Father God, for the mighty reason. Thank you, Father God, for Mr. Stanley Simpson,
Amen.
The good heart that approached us because of this television
thank
station.
God.
Today, his birthday, we bless his life from the crown of his head to
name.
The sole of his feet.
Jesus
the
name.
Dear wife and all the children, thank you, Father God, for more wisdom,
yes, Lord.
More knowledge,
good health.
More
experience
of this life, and also the knowledge and the wisdom
Amen.
That you'll place in his heart. Running the company, we thank you, Father God, for today. And those that are celebrating their birthday today, we
yes,
also
Father.
Bless them and bless them
in
mightily.
Jesus' name.
Blessing our government, blessing our Noah, blessing the people that lead us in all denominations. We thank you for this morning. We give you the glory and the honor and the praises to be yours and yours alone. In Jesus' wonderful name, we pray.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for joining us
hallelujah.
Today. And take that as a cue in Psalms 27:13. I am confident to say this. I shall see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the
hallelujah.
Living. Take that with you when you come towards the end of this week. And we look forward to have you join us back here on Sunday next week at 10:30 on the God of our nation. So if you have nothing going for 3 o'clock in the afternoon, join Gastelevo on the Power of Giving as he will be having his own team. They will be testifying and it can be enrichment and also inspiring messages that he will share with us today. Yeah. So Vinaka.
And if you missed the youth standout yesterday, remember, New Methodist page tonight, 11 o'clock. 11 o'clock, you watch them. See and hear the witness of our young people. From us here to Rekinsuba to you, have a blessed afternoon in Jesus' name.
Binaka.
I am the God of all mankind.
Amen.
Unless if you don't belong to this group, the mankind, then you don't need this God. Maybe you need another God. But
Hallelujah.
If you belong to
yes.
what we call mankind, then this God said, I am the God of all mankind.
What can I not do?
And that means for me, coming from Namukalau, I need that God. If I come from China, if my grandfather was a Chinese, if my grandmother was an Indian, I need that God because he's a God of all mankind. If I come from Rotuma, if my ancestors come from Tahiti or come from Tonga, I need that God.
Hallelujah.
Because he declared, Jeremiah, I am the God of all mankind.
Yeah, what are the difficult issues that you're going through? Maybe your mortgage, maybe certain things that you cannot handle. Maybe you're just racking your brains year in, year out, day in, day out, you know, on how to figure the current situation that you're in. This God can do it for you.
Amen.
Or maybe like what Gustav has just shared. You know, one day, husband just stand up and said, okay, I'm done with this kind of responsibility. Or maybe because he never used to do that before, but now, being bogged down, restricted, and staying home, faced with the reality, just want to throw away the whole thing and stand up and go. And leaving, you know, that grieving wife at home, or even vice versa for the husband, when the wife just stand up one day and just said, okay, you know, I've given you this number of children. I can look after them. I'm broke. I don't have any money. Then you can look after them. Then stand up and go. Those are the situations maybe you're facing right now. Or maybe somebody who has been sick over the years. Look, the wealth that you can get, the strength of wealth that comes into your hand, and the amount of things that you can invest and make it happen, bring money into your home and bring money into your life, and then to you said, okay, I've got it. But when somebody gets sick in your house, or somebody, you know, being affected by maybe the COVID-19, you know, there's nothing in your reach. That money or the wealth that you build up that really, you know, just gone past you can heal that sick or can bring back breath into that life. No. Or even the day when you know, something happened between your relationship with your husband and wife, nothing will ever happen. Money cannot buy them back. Money cannot restore. You know, whatever that you own cannot bring that back. But only God can do that. And that is why that Bible verses say, I am a God of all mankind. What can I not do? Or maybe some of our children, they are struggling. And most of the time, we are just assessing them academically. Like you have your children that are really, really there. We have some that are way out. And then sometimes it can be so unfair to them because you continue to compare them to, you know, the one that are intellectually well. And this morning, maybe you say to yourself, man, I've given up on this child, because you're actually rating them and comparing them to, you know, to the person or to your child that is very good academically. Well, today, God is trying to tell you that he can do anything. Whatever
God
it is, he can do anything. No matter how trivial and how little it is, he can fix it for you. Or maybe you're giving up on your child, being rebellious, talking back to you, you know, before you even finishing whatever you want to tell them. They're halfway through the paragraph telling you off as well. Or even some of the feedback that we've received on the prayer request. We have some boys fighting and even swearing at their parents, or even fighting with their parents. You may be going through the same thing. So na vakarauni lupenda sayada ndona vakatanga ndingende evakai kusasiniro ni vakavakine ndona ka. Well, if you are going through that, back to the promise of that Bible was very powerful. I am a God of all mankind. What can I not do? And that is promise, not somebody else's word. That is his promise. And today we would like to encourage you. Receive your miracle. Mm-hmm. Jeremiah 33:3. We've been going to the seawall for the last, you know, that's where we always go every morning. And every morning I'm standing there, I think just the last 3 weeks, I've just been calling out and said, Lord, according to the truth of your word, Jeremiah 33:3, you say, call out to me and I will answer. And I will show you miraculous things that you know nothing about. And I said, Lord, show me the miracles that I know nothing about. Show me the miracles that you have in store that I don't even know. You know, I don't even know.
No, eyes have
my
seen.
Way. No, no, my eyes cannot see. Back to 1 Corinthians 2:9. No eyes shall see, no ears shall hear, not even heart can conceive the great things that God will do to those who love him. And I always stand there and I call and say, Father, I receive a miracle into my children. I receive a miracle into my grandchildren. I receive a miracle into my family. I receive a miracle into every area of my life. I receive your miracle. Look today, stand firm and call on your miracle.
Hallelujah.
Because your God hasn't finished with you yet. Don't give up yet. Stand up and say, God, you are my miracle, and I receive you as my miracle today. In Jeremiah 1:12, God said, I will watch over my words until I perform it. I will watch over my words until they come to pass. The very word of God that you read every day, the very word of God that you can memorize, the very word of God that is already embedded in your heart, receive today, because God is watching over his words until that come to pass. If you're saying, well, I am good, according to the truth of his word, he says that even the foolishness of God is still wiser than the wisest of all men. Well, if you're looking for intelligence, if you're looking for knowledge, if you're looking for success, you know, to being successful in your schoolwork, whatever that you're going through, remember, this God even his foolishness, which he doesn't have. There is no foolishness of God. But yet, he said in his word, the foolishness of God is still wiser than the wisest of all men. Don't rely on the things of this world. You hear about it, you live on the world, but you are living by the principles of his kingdom, because your God hasn't finished with you yet. So I'll give this time to Gasilevu as we embark into our Holy Communion, also to pray for you and pray for the prayer requests we have today.
Holy Communion is very important because that is the time that we come together and make a commitment for the covenant.
Amen.
We commit the covenant. Thank you. It's a commitment to the covenant.
Amen.
Because he's a covenant keeping God.
Hallelujah.
So once again, we come before the Lord. If you are sitting at home,
Amen.
It's a time to stand up, get the bread and get your wine, get ready. Because
Hallelujah.
This is the time. As I said again, you are committing to the covenant.
Amen.
The covenant is given by God. We are committing to that covenant.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Okwena kaloni vialat sadakavoti. Sadakavoti fulfilled to the cross. Die that day, he rose again. We have to commit to that covenant. Mm. So let us come before the Lord. We'll eat together. Let us eat together. Amen. The bread represents his body.
Hallelujah.
When they finished their supper, he gave them the wine. And he said, this wine represents my blood. It's
Amen.
A new covenant. When you partake this, remember me.
Amen.
So let us drink together. Heavenly Father, we thank you.
Hallelujah.
We come before you because we commit to your covenant. Because you are God of all mankind and nothing is too
Amen.
Difficult for you. So we know that because according to your word.
Amen.
We receive our miracles. We receive open doors and opportunity. And we thank you as we come and partake the Holy Communion. All the packets that you put aside, we
Hallelujah.
Receive it today. The healing to our body.
In Jesus' name.
The open doors and opportunity that
In
comes
Jesus
our way.
Name.
The
you,
favor
Lord.
And the flavor
In Jesus
for the
name.
People around us and the people at home. And the people that lead us and the people that report
name.
To us. Thank you, Father God. In Jesus' name, we receive favor and flavor.
Yes, Lord.
Also, Father God, we commit the Holy Communion to you because of long life and good life.
Amen.
That we will enjoy the peace that surpasses the human understanding.
Hallelujah.
What money cannot do, what position cannot do, what the world cannot give, we receive it through this Holy Communion passage. And we thank you, Father God, for your blessings into our life this morning.
Amen.
Not forgetting the box. There are a lot of prayer requests already
yes,
in the
Lord.
Box.
Thank you, Father.
We thank you, Father God, that we commit every prayer request.
In Jesus' name.
You know every prayer request.
In
and you
Jesus
the one
name.
That will answer.
Yes, Father.
And your answer will be yes, no, wait.
Amen.
And we thank you, Father God, that you will answer every prayer request that is in the green box. And
Amen.
We thank you, Father God, for today. We thank you, Father God, for this opportunity. We thank you, Father God, for the church service that happen in every home. Those that does not belong to even the church that
Amen.
They are tuning in. The government of the day, the Vanua, and
Hallelujah.
Other denominations that
thank
we are
you,
partaking together. I bless their lives.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Father God, for blessing us. You are a good God. Your plan is to prosper us. And we thank you, Father God, for this morning. We thank you, Father God, for the mighty vision. Thank you, Father God, for Mr. Stanley Simpson,
Amen.
The good heart that approached us because of this television
Thank
station.
God.
Today, his birthday, we bless his life from the crown of his head
In Jesus
to
name.
The sole of his feet.
In Jesus
the
name.
Dear wife and all the children, thank you, Father God, for more wisdom,
yes, Lord.
More knowledge,
good health.
More
experience
of this life, and also the knowledge and the wisdom
Amen.
That you'll place in his heart. Running the company, we thank you, Father God, for today. And those that are celebrating their birthday today, we
yes,
also
Father.
Bless them and bless
in
them mightily.
Jesus' name.
Blessing our government, blessing our Noah, blessing the people that lead us in all denominations. We thank you for this morning. We give you the glory and the honor and the praises to be yours and yours alone. In Jesus' wonderful name, we pray.
Amen and amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for joining us
hallelujah.
Today. And take that as a cue. In Psalms 27:13, I am confident to say this: I shall see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Take that with you when you come towards the end of this week, and we look forward to have you join us back here on Sunday next week at 10:30 on the God of our nation. So if you have nothing going for 3 o'clock in the afternoon, join Gastelevo on the Power of Giving, as he will be having his own team that will be testifying, and it can be enrichment and also inspiring messages that he will share with us today. So Vinaka.
And if you missed youth standout yesterday, remember New Methodist page tonight, 11 o'clock. 11 o'clock, you watch them. See the and hear the witness of our young people. From us here to Rekinsuba, to you, have a blessed afternoon in Jesus' name.
Vinaka.